Radio 2 Album Factoids.
Tim Smith and myself, Steve Wright, are back for some more album factoids. Now, here's some about Pink Floyd's Dark Side of the Moon.
Originally released in the UK on March the 24th, 1973, The Dark Side of the Moon became Pink Floyd's first number one album in the US, remaining on the chart for 741 weeks between 1973 and 1988.
Since its UK release, the album has spent an astonishing 30 years in the UK album charts.
Rumours have circulated on the internet since 1994 that The Dark Side of the Moon was written as a soundtrack for the 1939 film The Wizard of Oz. People playing the film and the album simultaneously have reported apparent synchronicities, such as Dorothy beginning to jog at the lyric "No one told you when to run" during the track "Time," and also Dorothy balancing on a tightrope fence during the line "Balanced on the biggest wave" in the track "Breathe." David Gilmour and Nick Mason have both denied a connection between the two works.
During recording sessions, both the staff and the temporary occupants of Abbey Road Studios were recruited to answer a series of questions printed on flashcards. The interviewees were shown such questions as "What's your favourite colour?" and "What's your favourite food?" before moving on to themes more central to the album, such as madness, violence and death.
The band's road manager at the time, the late Peter Watts, who's the father of actress Naomi Watts, contributed the repeated laughter on the album. His second wife, Patricia, was responsible for the line about the geezer who was cruising for a bruising, and the words, "I never said I was frightened of dying."
Paul and Linda McCartney were also interviewed, but their answers were not used.
The closing words, "There is no dark side of the moon, really. As a matter of fact, it's all dark," came from the studio's Irish doorman, Jerry O'Driscoll. Factoids.